Billy and Ben, when they first worked out at a pump company, they come and talk to me about it. But over in where they did their machine work on these pumps, Billy and Ben say, you know, there's a Chinaman over there that's in this machinist. And when we go over there, he sticks his head out from around, he's wound around the spine. And when he comes out, he growls at us. I said, he just wants you not to disturb him. He's found a home. I said, don't bother him. Leave him alone. That machinist is not asking you to help. Leave him alone. And when Billy and Peggy and I and Pauline were on our boat trip, there was a magician there. And that magician was doing some really strange things. They had slot machines, and he'd go, and he'd hit a jackpot almost every day. And Billy, bless his heart, was in there playing, and he and Peggy thought they had all the numbers figured out. Boy, they were really winning for a little while until the guy that takes care of those things sneaked in and turned a little cog, and they lost all their money. But Billy was standing there, and this earthbound came up to him smiling. He says, he pointed over here, jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. And Billy, smart enough, says, what's it going to cost me for this information? And the earthbound just smiled, says, jackpot, jackpot. And Billy said, how much is it going to cost me? And the earthbound wouldn't say. So Billy says, I don't need your jackpot, because I think if I do, you'll take a lot of my joy and my happiness and my magnetic forces like you're doing from that magician. And according to what Billy said, it kind of got upset with him. But it wasn't but a short time. Here comes the magician. That thing hopped over, grabbed the magician, went over, and that magician pulled it, and out come a jackpot. And he was performing some tricks, and I said, Billy, watch. So I took my energy and I hit right between the eyes of that magician. And boy, you remember, Billy, how that thing come out? I said, see? See what happens when you interfere with another person's life? Let that damn thing have its home. But I wanted to show you what happens when you interfere where you're not supposed to. And that thing popped out of that body, and it was really getting, wasn't it? You remember, don't you? So stay at home. Take care of yourself. Fill yourself with Christ-like. You don't need any of those characters.